Abby Gill review, guys. Get right to it. Action!
What's going on, Alamo City? When we talk fans, as always, I am your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Kelly-Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. You know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out our other videos along with this one. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. You know what to do. Like, share, subscribe. Hit that little bell notification. Get notified for our movie reviews in this case or trailer reactions. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of content. And we always encourage you guys to comment down below. Let us know what you think because we love talking movies to every single one of you guys. And we all love everyone's different point of views. Something maybe we missed. Put it on comments down below, guys, because we love conversating with every single one of you guys. And do not forget to check out on the socials, all social media platforms. Be sure to check this out, whatever platform you listen to, a podcast or anything like that. Be sure to check us out on that as well. But without further ado, what are we talking about today, Angela?
So we're going to be reviewing, this is an interesting one, and I'm kind of curious to see how it goes. But today we are reviewing Abigail.
Abigail tells of a story of after a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure. They retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they are locked inside and with no normal little girl. We got that pretty much out of the trailer. Yes. And everything. This is actually directed, two directors, of course, was Matt Open, Tyler Gillett. And here's the thing. So this is co-directed by two different actors. But Matt Oplin, he's...
Two different directors.
Yeah, two different directors. And Matt Oplin directed the last two Scream movies, directed Ready or Not.
And then, you
like. Which I love that. I love that movie. That movie is so good. Yeah. I love that movie. We saw that movie at the Draft House. But put that into perspective here. What did you think? What was your take of this movie, knowing that the background, knowing he did the last two Scream movies, which I loved, Scream that came out in 2022. That was really good film. Mm-hmm. Revamped the franchise, changed it up mm-hmm. a lot. We got Dennis Quaid's son in there. Mm-hmm. So what what did you think of this movie overall? Was Abigail the horror that you wished? Was it bloody? What was it, gritty? What did you think of this movie?
Oh, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but for me, yeah. I did not like it as much as I thought I would. To be fair, I am not really a vampire movie fan.
All right. Fair enough.
I have not seen a lot of them, Twilight included.
Yeah.
Interview with a Vampire. Like, I just...
That's a great movie, though.
I know.
Interview with a Vampire is such a great film.
I just don't watch them. I'm not sure why. Yeah. It's not like I'm scared of vampires. They freak me out. Yeah. No, it's not that. I don't know. It's just I'm not into that. And so I knew going into this is kind of what it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
The little girl who's not a little girl. and they have to survive the night, right?
Yeah.
And so, but I was really interested by the story because obviously it's very modern, right? They yes. set it up to this little girl. She's been around for a long time and survived throughout the centuries. And, you know, they kind of have to put a story behind it, right? How mm-hmm. are they able to live for the long and,
yeah.
you know, what they're doing in the modern world? I don't think it needed that story, to be honest. I don't think that we needed a lot of backstory for a lot of the characters. I think it, like, I know we talked about it off screen. It kind of added a lot of time to the film that didn't need to be there. And I think it did add to the pace issues that you and Lex mentioned. Like, it did drag on for a movie that's about 2 hours, a little mm-hmm. bit under 2 hours. It did feel a lot longer.
Yes.
And that did have a problem with me. I think it took a little bit long to set up for a lot of, for what was about to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but
yeah.
it just took a lot longer than I wanted to get to the point. And did I think it was fun and have some good score scenes? Sure. But was I overall satisfied? I would say not, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go on and say, before I go on my little rant, I'm going to say this, guys. And first and foremost, here's the thing. This movie, is there a few gore scenes that I appreciated? Yes, they are. There's a very few gore scenes that I really did like. One of the things, of course, was Melissa. She was great in here. But yeah, she was fantastic in here. Followed her ever since we saw her in Into the Heights, which I loved her as Vanessa. Where is Vanessa? I'm just kidding. So like it's definitely of that. She's used to having blood everywhere, blood gushed on her face, bloody mess. She's used to that, and I'm used to seeing her in that along with Jenna Ortega as well. So like we're used to seeing them with blood, right? So we're used to it. Okay, that's cool. Two, One of the other things I did want to say that I appreciate it was the girl, the little girl that actually played Abigail, Alicia.
Weir.
Yeah. Yeah, she actually was really, really good. I liked her. I liked her wittiness. She was actually in Matilda. She played the revamp of Matilda and everything.
I think a musical, right?
Yes, yeah. the musical, which I did not see. So I got to say that. I did not see it. I still cherish the original Danny DeVito Matilda.
I didn't grow up with that.
So I So call me crazy, call me insane, guys. If I'm crazy, if I'm a lunatic, let me know. But I'll leave it at that. Okay, so put that into perspective. There. Here's my third thing. My third thing is that I appreciated some of the stabbing in here. I did. It was to a certain degree, but I gotta say though, for being a Universal movie, for being a major studio, it definitely was a letdown on the slasher part. I've seen so many different movies. We've seen so many different films, Shudder movies, that have better gore scenes than this movie did on the horror aspect. Now let me go on. I'm gonna start on this little rant again. Call me crazy, guys, but I'm gonna start this. This movie's under horror. This movie is not a horror movie, one bit. I feel like that this movie is misguided, misled. The trailers show me a revamped of like, okay, you're trying to figure out what is this vampire girl. Yes, that makes sense. The first 30 minutes of this film is just garbage. It's terrible. We don't need to know who the setup characters are. We don't need to know any of that shit. I feel like this movie just misled me, and I waited for a line for a ride, and the ride broke down, and I'm stuck, and the ride never came back on, and I just felt like that. Now, here's the thing: the first 30 to 45 minutes, the first act of this film, I just didn't like one bit. I feel like they were trying to go a different direction. They were trying to do character development with Joey, with Melissa, with Dan Stevens,
with all the characters,
which was not necessary. To be honest, if you take out the first 40 minutes of this movie, that's something good. That's something real right there, because it shows us they do a little bit backstory of Abigail, but that makes sense later on, and they don't really touch up on it in the beginning at all, which I like. But at the same time though, if this movie really wanted to succeed on a climax level, we just needed to know Abigail.
I'm not opposed to backstory. Yeah. I just wanted backstory of her versus the characters, all the other characters.
And it didn't even, this isn't spoiler, we're not going to spoil anything, but it didn't even make any sense. Didn't bring anything to the film. And I'm really struck by this because Matt is done Ready or Not, which is a different characters put into this realm, and he does the bloody scenes. You could kind of see it a lot, knowing that, okay, this is the same director from Ready or Not. Same style and everything. But I feel like it was just a letdown from his previous films and everything. But I got to leave it at that, guys. Call me crazy. Call me. I'm living in my mom's basement, whatever. I don't care. I'm not leaving my mom's basement. Do I enjoy vampire movies? Fuck yeah, I do. I love it. Melissa, whenever there's this chase scene with Melissa, and it gave me goosebumps. And again, this movie wasn't as bad as the other films that we've seen right throughout the year and everything. It's not that terrible of a movie, but there's some things I really did like, ingredients I really did like. One of the things I did like was Melissa. It gave me Buffy the Vampire Slayer vibes, and I love that. I was like, okay, I could see her. I mean, that's not the case, right? I'm gonna let you know right now.
That's not the point.
But I'm just saying, in my point of view, I could see her as the new Buffy. If they were to revamp it and redo it as a movie, Melissa's your girl. Mm. I'm leaving it at that.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. It might happen. Maybe in the next week or so. But if it does happen, give me credentials. Give me the credits. That's all I'm saying. Give me the credits for the, for that, because I'm the one throwing it out there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All right. But anyways, beside the case and everything, the team buildup and everything that I really did like, and I'm a sucker for team. I know you liked Kevin, which is played by Peter. Yeah,
Kevin Durand.
Kevin Durand. Yeah.
Oh my god, he's great. He's fantastic. He's so funny.
Yeah. What do you think of him?
I liked him. I think by far he was like my favorite character besides Catherine Newton.
Yeah, and then Angus Cloud.
Yeah, obviously. Angus Cloud. But rest in peace, I know we talked about it off screen. I didn't like his character.
Yeah.
could have done so much better.
Yes. We've seen him do so much better in Euphoria. And I was just like, okay. But again, call me crazy. It's just our point of view, guys. I mean, put in comments down below. Let us know if you think we're wrong. Let us know, because we love talking movies with every single one of y'all. I'll leave it at that. But
and rest in peace, Angus.
Yes, rest in peace, Angus.
You'll be very much missed.
You'll be remembered as Euphoria. You'll be remembered as being the person out there that just, really shaped. And in that music video, too. Remember that one music video that you so cool and random, but yeah, I love that. But anyways, going back into this film and everything, you know, this movie is 1 hour and 49 minutes. I thought it was over 2 hours long. Like, holy crap, this movie took a while to vamp up. But I gotta admit, though, again, I enjoyed some of the gore in here. It didn't justify saving the movie for me. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll leave it at that. Was this fun and we deserved? I'm gonna say politely no. I'm gonna say that rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. Let me give this rating, Angela. Ooh, okay.
I will give it a solid 4 out of 10. Only because I did like a lot of the cast. I like Peter Duren, Catherine Newton, of course, Melissa, of course, Angus.
Yeah.
You know, some of the other characters. I think the girl who played Abigail, mm-hmm. I think it's Alicia, she did great. And I just, it's nothing on them. Yeah. I will say it's nothing on them. I just think the story, that it just didn't make sense. It just took way too long. It was a lot of the direction, a lot of the editing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But I will say the saving grace for me was the cast. Yeah. And that's why it is a 4 out of 10. Otherwise, it would have been a little bit lower, unfortunately. But yeah, that would be my rating.
I'm going to do a 4.7. I still enjoyed the gore moments in here. I did. It just, for me, it just didn't justify the movie. And I still got to appreciate a lot of the acting in here as well that we got out of Melissa. And I hope to see her more roles and everything. But I'm just saying, I keep forgetting who owns the rights. I'll put on comments down below, but whoever owns the rights to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Melissa, I'm just saying, maybe do a show, maybe do a movie, either one, I'm okay with.
That's
but
interesting.
You never know. Yeah.
I mean,
see, I threw it in there. Now it kind of makes sense a little bit, right?
I mean, they are redoing a lot of shows from the 90s, 2000s. Like, they redid Sabrina. Yeah.
I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, they're redoing a lot of stuff in a little bit more of a darker way. So I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Like you say, whether it's a show or movie. But if you got to make it a show, I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
But so I will say, though, closing, you let us know what you think. Again, it wasn't our cup of tea. But maybe you love the gore, you love the story, you love the way it went.
Another thing, too, was that it was too silly comedy of me to enjoy. But again, that's just not my style of comedy. But if you really like the silly comedy, go enjoy this film. We love it. Let us know. I mean, if you thought this was like one of the best vampire movies of the year, let us know. We really are truly excited to see other people happy for this film, because I was just like, I really wanted to enjoy this movie. I mean,
it's getting good scores. I'm not going to lie.
It's 86% on Rotten Tomatoes with 26 reviews right now.
Yeah, and it has a 63 Metascore on IMDb. So, I mean, it's getting good reviews. It's just wasn't our cup of tea.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
But maybe you think differently. So let us know.
Let us know, guys. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Including Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Kelly Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much once again. And yeah, let us know in the comments down below. And do not forget, guys, like, share, subscribe to us. Thank you for listening to us. And be sure to listen to us on our podcast platform, wherever you are listening to us on. Thank you so much, guys, whatever platform it is. And yeah, let's talk movies and see you at the theater, guys. Have a good one. Stay safe, San Antonio. Peace.